This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The neighborhood of Avondale has been without a full-service grocery store, making it a food desert since an Aldi closed there in 2008. But change is coming, and the opening of a new grocery appears to be just around the corner. Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center is investing more than $10 million into the neighborhood, and a Findlay Market vendor plans to open a new grocery in the Avondale Town Center. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the Avondale Town Center and the investment are Community Builders Community Life Senior Manager Reginald Harris. Reginald, welcome back to our program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
We also have Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center Director of Community Relations Addison Nelson. Addison, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Cozy Home Child Care and Learning Center owner Morgan Hill. Morgan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And Avondale resident Ani Richardson, who's on the phone with us. Ani, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. Ani, I do want to start with you as a resident of Avondale. Can you give us an idea of the lay of the land in your neighborhood as you see it, as someone who lives there, as it relates to access to good, healthy food?
I know that they have a place over there, Gabriel's Place, that they, due to the COVID or whatever, but I knew that they offered healthy snacks and different things for the different families over there. Also, the new daycare that's opening over there, Cozy Home, my grandson go there, and it's a wonderful place for the little kids, the toddlers and babies to go there to also have healthy snacks and healthy snacks over there as well. But yes, they do have a couple of places over in Avondale that do offer that. I believe different churches have been offering snacks and different things for families as well.
So as it relates, though, to like full service grocery, it sounds like you've got some options for smaller access to healthy food. But Ani, what's it like when you need to go grocery shopping?
There's really nothing right there in Avondale. You know, you have to go either to Evanston, Walnut Hills, outside of Avondale to, you know. So, yeah, there is a need for a grocery store. And, you know, Family Dollar is there, but they only offer a limited of things, you know. So it's not, you can't go get your fruits and vegetables, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so we need something like that in Avondale so that we can have access to healthy, fresh foods and vegetables.
And so, Ani, when you think about having to go to Evanston or Walnut Hills, as you said, are there transportation barriers for you or for some of your neighbors?
The bus line is a great resource, but sometimes, you know, if you're low on cash or different things like that, you might have to consider walking. So, and it's getting cold outside, so having something that they can just go across the street would be better. Sometimes it can be, you know what I mean? If you don't have like a loved one that can come to get you to take you to the store, if your car's broke down, you know. So, yeah, there can be possibly some barriers for stopping someone to go to the grocery store if they don't have transportation.
That's Ani Richardson, a resident of Avondale. Let's turn now to Reginald Harris. He is with the Community Builders, where he is the Community Life Senior Manager. Reginald, it sounds like the prospect of a full-service grocery locating in the Avondale Town Center is promising to residents, and I know that's not the only activity you have going on in the Town Center. Can you give us an idea of what's going on there?
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I'm actually the Community Life Director. I got a promotion, so...
Well, congratulations, belatedly. Well, I'll never refer to you in the demoted way again.
Thank you. You know, we are really excited about all of the things that are happening at Avondale Town Center. We are at 63% occupancy for our commercial real estate, of our commercial vendors. Of those, 54% are Black-owned, and so we're really excited about responding to the neighborhood's request to amplify and support Black-owned businesses. And we're really excited about having our grocery operator in the trenches with our developers, finalizing sketches and signing leases and letters of intent and figuring out all of the logistics to bring, just as Ani discussed, those fresh fruits and healthy options to the community. We're also really particularly proud of our ability to advance opening a restaurant. Zola's is coming, so we'll have a full-service restaurant coming to the Avondale Town Center, as well as the opening of the nail shop and the barber salon, particularly amidst this COVID environment. And because of the support of our community and because of the commitment of our vendors and all of our partners to really seeing the realization of a robust commercial space in Avondale, despite these odds, with some setbacks and delays and build out, we are really pushing forward in a promising direction.
So, Reginald, what's the selling point of Avondale? What are you telling prospective tenants when they inquire about what the advantage would be of locating in this neighborhood?
I mean, I may be biased because I work in Avondale, but Avondale for me feels like the heart of the city in that Reading Road corridor, I mean, extends all the way downtown, straight across the river, way north to our sort of northern areas. And that cross-section of Forest Avenue connects the city east and west. So that town center, so much traffic, so much foot traffic and car traffic, occurs in that one area. And so many people in the city come to Avondale for the resources. We have the zoo in Avondale. We have UC Health. You know, we have Children's Hospital. We have the Urban League. We have Cozy Home, daycare. We have our new UC Health Center. We have so many amenities in Avondale. And so it's just a natural for it. So someone that has goods or a business venture and foot traffic and volume and eyes on your business is something that you value. Avondale Town Center is the place to be.
And that's Reginald Harris with Community Builders. We're also joined by Addison Nelson, the Director of Community Relations at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. Addison, pretty significant investment in Avondale from Children's Hospital. This is the hospital's neighborhood. Why make this investment?
Because we're proud to call Avondale home. Avondale has been home to Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center since 1926. And so we certainly want to partner with our community and be great neighbors. So our investment was driven by strengthening our commitment to child health. As you know, we strive to improve child health worldwide, but we can't impact the world until we impact our neighbors, right? And then we wanted to develop in a vibrant and healthy Avondale community while tapping into our network of relationships. So, for example, with Reginald and TCB, as well as Preschool Promise and their providers, such as Morgan and her company on the phone today or on the call today. So we certainly just wanted to make sure that we are doing our part to ensure the vibrancy of Avondale, and our $10 million commitment in community development and $1.55 million commitment in capacity building opportunities within the Avondale partnership and investment was very, very important to us.
So can you break down the investment for us? What particular areas are you targeting, Addison?
So overall, we're targeting child health initiatives, community health or engagement opportunities, and workforce development and employment, as well as housing and residential stability. So we want to, experience the growth and vibrancy of the Avondale community while honoring those families and members and neighbors of ours who have been there for generations. So we wanted to touch both ends of the spectrum as it relates to the evolution of the Avondale community.
That's Addison Nelson of Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. We're also joined by Cozy Home Child Care and Learning Center owner Morgan Hill. Morgan, we heard your operation referenced by Ani Richardson, the Avondale resident who joins us on the phone today as well. And tell us a little bit about your organization and why it is where it is.
Sure. So Cozy Home Child Care and Learning Center, I opened my program actually in my home, which was in Avondale, 2 years ago. And so to be able to expand our program into the Avondale Town Center was really a dream for us. I've grown up in this neighborhood. I went to Zion Temple Christian Academy. I lived on Dana Avenue. I still live in Avondale. And so to be part of the revitalization of this neighborhood and to see the positive changes and to be a part of it was a no-brainer trainer to us. So once I opened my program, I'm in 2018. I knew very quickly that I wanted to expand it and be able to reach as many families in this neighborhood as possible. I know that early childhood education is incredibly important. You know, these years, these early developmental years are crucial and critical to the child's development and their success in their life. And so to be able to expand that program and reach more people in the neighborhood, in Avondale, not only Avondale, but the neighboring communities, Walnut Hills, Evanston, you know, downtown, was definitely a plus and one of the reasons why we chose to be here.
What has the response been in the neighborhood, Morgan? Have people expressed gratitude for your presence there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have really great families and they've, you know, definitely expressed to us that they are happy that we are here. I am proud of the service that we offer. We call ourselves a child care and learning center because we amplify, you know, education in our program. We dial in and make sure that we are connected to the schools and that we do have an administrator that has experience in CPS. And so parents do, they recognize that. They recognize that we care and really are invested in the early childhood development of the children that come here. And they've definitely expressed their gratitude. And not a lot of centers. Right now, we offer first and second shift. We're open from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. And that is different from what is already offered in the community. So we wanted to be sure that we were able to accommodate parents in the ways that the community asked for us to accommodate them. And we're happy to do that.
What's life been like for your business during this pandemic, which has so significantly impacted schools and daycare centers?
Man, it's been very interesting. So I was still in my home-based program when COVID began back in March. We had to close that program and really just put all of our energy and efforts into opening the child care center. So I knew we had to make this happen, but it didn't come without, you know, some setbacks financially and also just as far as time is concerned, you know, processes got slowed down. And so whereas we thought we were going to be able to open our doors earlier in the year, you know, we didn't open until November. And then, of course, you know, as families were attempting to get back to work and attempting to get back into the swing of their lives, you know, it makes it difficult when you don't have childcare services. And so so that was definitely a hurdle that we had to deal with, as well as, you know, just our ratios had to change. So we weren't able to necessarily take as many children on at first. We're maintaining these COVID ratios, the lower ratios, so that we can just ensure that our program stays safe and for, you know, we don't plan on changing that anytime soon as we kind of see how this plays out with the pandemic. But honestly, now that we've kind of got into the swing of things, I am more than happy that we've been able to still operate our business and keep children and families safe throughout this process. So, and that's been helpful. We've had Urban League that has donated plenty of PPE, sanitizers and masks and things of that nature. And so we got to learn how to survive. We got to deal with the circumstances. And so we've just taken them on and accommodated as best as we can.
That's Morgan Hill, owner of Cozy Home Child Care and Learning Center. In our last couple of minutes together, I want to give each of you the opportunity to talk about where you see this neighborhood headed. And I'll start with Ani Richardson, who joins us on the phone. She's a resident of Avondale. Ani, do you see your neighborhood as being on the rise?
I do. I believe that if we come together and work together, that we can make Avondale the best, because Avondale is really in the middle of the city. So if we can come together and work together as partners, as Christians, as communities, leaders, and all that, as the daycare, everybody that's in Avondale, we come together and work together, I believe that we get our crime down, we can get the families back up and working, we can get our kids smiling again. And I just think that if we work together as a unit, it is possible. And I forgot to mention that I also go to church in Avondale. So Avondale, we do a lot of stuff in Avondale as well. So, yes, I do think that we can do it if we work together.
Thank you for that, Ani. We are also joined via Zoom by Reginald Harris of Community Builders. Reginald, your thoughts on the future of Avondale? I'm going to take a guess that they're rosy.
They are. And partly because the residents of Avondale are completely committed to the repositioning of the community to reflect the former glory and grandeur of the community, and also because of our commitment from our partners. And so, you know, Children's Hospital has really led the way in being one of our strongest partners, in addition to the City of Cincinnati, Greater Cincinnati Foundation, Interact for Health, the Hale Foundation, Fifth Third, and United Way. And with resident support, strong institutional leadership, and the support of our partners, I think that we will continue to put one foot in front of the other, and it's a progress forward.
Addison Nelson is the Director of Community Relations at Cincinnati Children's Hospital and also joins us via Zoom. Addison, a big investment by your organization, an organization that has been in this neighborhood for almost 100 years. What's the outlook like there?
I would say success for generations to come. Comparable to what Reggie said, partnership is what matters, collaborations, not one entity, organization, business, resident, religious entity. None of us could do it alone. It really requires partnership, collaboration, understanding in order to move us all forward. Avondale, as many of my co-panelists have already said, is a treasure for Cincinnati. And it's definitely one of my former, my favorite places to visit as I think about growing up in Cincinnati. So I'm excited to see the changes that are underway and look forward to going to ribbon cutting after ribbon cutting and community engagement experience and just really celebrating with this generation that is now with Morgan and her childcare providers and seeing, you know, the days that we're celebrating that perhaps they're going to institutions for education within Greater Cincinnati. So again, I just see it as a generational path that we're on for continued success.
And Morgan Hill is the owner of Cozy Home Child Care and Learning Center. Morgan, I imagine when you open a business, you're taking a bet on yourself, but also in the community in which you locate.
Absolutely. And I was proud to take this bet. You know, like the co-panelist said, Avondale is on the uptrend. We are stabilizing the community by offering childcare services and by bringing a full service grocery back to the community. That stabilizes the community. It stabilizes people. It gives them hope in what in their neighborhood and pride in their neighborhood. And so I'm proud to be a part of that. And I would bet on Avondale again and again.
Reginald Harris, Addison Nelson, Morgan Hill, and Ani Richardson. Thanks to all of you for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.